Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers considering the outlook that we have for replacement heifers as we move forward in the next few years. Most of you are probably aware that we currently have the lowest supply of replacement dairy heifers in our industry that we've seen since about 2015. This has resulted in higher prices for these replacement animals. And recently, as we look at some of the auctions, it's not uncommon to find a heifer selling for more than $2,500 each. So what can you do to take advantage of this and also to insulate your dairy farm from these higher prices? Number one, we need to take a look at culling practices on our dairy. As we look at the reasons that we cull dairy cattle, on most of our farms, the number one reason will likely be reproduction, and the second will be actually mastitis. Now, as you look at your replacement heifer supply, many of you may find that if you can reduce the amount of culling that you're currently doing, you can also have some heifers available for sale. Why do I think that's important? Well, if you can reduce your cull rate and your need for replacement heifers within your herd gives you either the opportunity to sell excess heifers as springers or maybe as freshened two-year-olds, or you can increase the amount of beef cross calves that you're producing on your dairy and reduce the heifer replacement herd size, which will also save you money as well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.